This podcast is sponsored by Skylight Frame. Mother's Day is almost here. What are you getting her? Something that shows you care. Something that makes her feel loved. Something that won't stress you out. Something like the Skylight Frame. The Skylight Frame is the perfect gift. It's a touchscreen photo frame your whole family can upload photos to, from wherever they are in the world. It's a way to share with her all the moments that matter. It sets up in seconds. You can even make sure that it's already loaded with photos when your mom opens her Mother's Day gift. And her Skylight Frame can hold thousands of the treasured photos you share. It's an easy, heartfelt way for mom to stay connected with those who matter most. It really is the perfect gift. Now, as a special Mother's Day offer for our listeners, get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight Frame when you go to skylightframe.com/easy. That's SKYLIGHTFRAME.com/easy. Get 15% off your Mother's Day purchase now at skylightframe.com/easy.
Hey, it's Amy Newmark. Please enjoy this rerun of one of my favorite episodes from last year.
Changing your life one story at a time. This is the Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast with Editor-in-Chief Amy Newmark.
Hey, it's Amy Newmark with some inspiration for you from Chicken Soup for the Soul. Today, I want to talk about mothers as role models. Because when you're in the trenches raising your kids, or even later when they're grown, but you're still trying to give them advice, which is sometimes unwanted, you wonder if you're getting through. Did you make a difference? Did the kids even listen to you? Well, the answer is yes, as we saw in dozens of stories in our new book, Chicken Soup for the Soul, The Magic of Moms. Moms are sometimes the most important role models of all. And today I'm going to share stories about a couple of very impressive moms whose actions had a lasting impact on their daughters and I think on our readers too. In the first story, Cynthia Gary tells us that in the early 1950s, her mother was a little girl living in a small South Carolina town, and that little girl refused to sit at the back of the bus. Her mother insisted she move, but the little girl wouldn't move from her place in a front seat beside a white woman. The white woman said the little girl was welcome to sit next to her and have a better view, and that was that. Cynthia says, "This story has not been recorded in any history books or newspapers because I am finally writing it down for the first time. My mother was that little girl, and the white lady is an unnamed character in a story that has helped to shape my image of life in this country. I remember my mother telling this account to my sister and me on more than one occasion, and it has stuck with me all these years. That incident on a bus in segregated South Carolina is the picture of America that I am determined to keep in my heart. While numerous outrageous lines were drawn throughout the southern United States at that time, every person on the bus that day, black and white, made a conscious choice to maintain peace." Cynthia continues in her story by explaining that her mother's small victory had a big impact on future generations of her family. She says, "On that day, my mother hoped that her determination would result in a better seat, and she prevailed. It was a small victory for a little girl, but an enormous victory for humanity that would reach the next generation." Cynthia goes on to say, "My mother's decision to share this story helped me focus on the common thread of humanity that is sewn into all Americans. I am constantly grateful that my parents chose to tell positive stories like this one. Their memory sharing helped me form a more complete vision of the world around me, one that acknowledges the trials but is not embittered by them." Sharing hope and humanity, that's what Cynthia's mom did. Cynthia and I actually talked about it together in a past Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast, but I wanted to share this story with you one more time today because we chose it to be featured again in our new collection about the magic of moms. Zara Hussein tells another story about a mom who shared hope and inclusiveness in her story called Truly America. Zara says that her mom forced her to go to work with her one Saturday, and Zara was upset that she had to spend her Saturday afternoon in the basement of a church instead of hanging out with her sixth grade friends. But she was stuck, and so she helped her mother set up for whatever it was that she was doing, and she saw her mother was putting chairs in a circle and putting up posters about various religions. Sarah didn't know what would happen next, but then she got her answer as the room started to fill with teenagers and young adults of various faiths and backgrounds. There were boys wearing turbans and yarmulkes, and there were men and women wearing traditional clothing from other countries. Zara had never really understood the nature of her mother's work beyond the fact that she was called an interfaith activist. But she says that day was life-changing for her. Her mom began by having everyone introduce themselves, recite their name, school, and age, and then she had them all go and stand next to whichever poster best described their religion or background. Zara went and stood by a poster that read Islam, and others went and stood by posters with the words Sikh, Judaism, Hinduism, Catholicism, etc. Then they broke into smaller groups, with each group having individuals from various faiths, and they all discussed their own religions and learned about each other's beliefs. Zara says, "We all realized as everyone went around the room that we shared even more commonalities than differences in our everyday struggles and experiences. In that moment, as I scanned the room and its diverse group of people, I saw what it meant to be an American. This room not only represented people of different colors, but people of various backgrounds and religions who were able to look beyond their differences to discuss their everyday lives while sharing smiles and laughs. That Saturday afternoon, in the basement of a church, I was proud to be an American." I'm Amy Newmark. Thank you for listening to the Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast today. If you'd like to learn more about our new book, Chicken Soup for the Soul, The Magic of Moms, go to chickensoup.com and click on the podcast button. You'll see this week's featured books and additional information about them. While you're on our website, scroll to the bottom and click on Submit Your Story. You'll see all the books we're working on, and you'll read how to submit your own story and maybe get published in one of those new books, because we're always looking for new writers. And finally, come back for our next episode when we're going to talk about one of my favorite topics, which is how often mothers surprise their kids by being right. I always love those stories about how mom knows best. And I'll be sharing two stories about that from this new collection that shows moms how much we appreciate them.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.